Hi, this is Pastor Russ once again for the Daily Dose on April 4th. Strangers from Deuteronomy chapter 26. When all you've known in life is wandering, what do you do when you finally got a permanent home? How do you transition from rootlessness to being planted in a place you've only dreamed about? Thankfulness. Remember where you came from, what you didn't have, how the life of the road was difficult and dangerous. Then remember who brought you through it and gave you what you now have. This is the counsel Moses brings to his people, who have never known permanence, only promises that came to fulfillment slowly. For 600 years, the descendants of the wandering Aramean Abraham were strangers on the earth, having no home of their own, no land to enjoy and maintain. They've been enslaved, mistreated, misunderstood, vilified, abused, targeted, rejected. At the same time, they have remained because the God who claimed them as his own, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 18 to 19, had been faithful to his promises for those 600 years. What could they do to say thank you to God? Be utterly generous with your new bounty. Don't become so attached to your earthly pleasures that you can't give them away. Set aside the first fruits of your new endeavors, the best and most dearly won portion, by the way, and give them back to God first, and then distribute them to those who have nothing permanent, the Levites, the widows, the orphans, the aliens. This was to be done publicly, with vows to one's purity of motives and actions, verses 13 to 15. Then, have a party with friends and neighbors, being especially open-handed with the poor. In the words of John, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. 1 John 3:16 to 18. Such is the call to every generation of the faithful, who see themselves as strangers on earth, longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11:16. Don't sell your eternity short by being tight-fisted with the present. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.